Blog Talk Radio.
About Christmas. Do you hear the Christmas bells ringing? Well, today we're going to celebrate the joy of the season with our special in-studio guest. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow in your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I feel the vibrations. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your dreams and live out your goals. So we want you to know this is all about you, Y-O-U, and boy, do I love Mondays. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful, rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our online on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip you so that you can be more empowered to win on your journey known as life. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast, and I'm so excited about it. Can you sense that I'm excited? Well, I am. I love it when we have all-star in-studio guests sharing with us here in our virtual boardroom. I will share with you for about 40 minutes with our in-studio guests, and then we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation around today's subject, at which time we encourage you, our global listening audience, to ask a question, make a comment around today's subject and what we're discussing today on the broadcast. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, yours truly, Coach Adams. We have a special in-studio guest who is truly phenomenal and talented, to say the least. But before we jump into our topic and bring in our in-studio guest, we ask you, our global listening audience, to get those social media juices flowing. Take a quick moment, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it brings me great joy to welcome someone that is very near and dear to my heart to our virtual boardroom. And this individual is not a, she's very familiar with the boardroom. She's been here before. But let me tell you a little bit about who you're going to hear sharing with us on the airwaves today. Making history as the first black female Mouseketeer on Disney's hit 90s show, The Mickey Mouse Club, Raquel Herring, affectionately known as Rocky, made her way into the music scene after being the first teen to reign as champion for 10 consecutive weeks on Ed McMahon's Star Search, winning both championship titles of Best Teen Vocalist and Best Teen Performer. Not only is Miss Rocky a phenomenal and talented singer, she is also an amazing actress on the silver screen. You might recognize her from Nora's Hair Salon, where she played Jill Carson alongside Tatiana Ali, Jennifer Lewis, and Tamala Jones. There's so much more to share with you about Miss Rocky, from Star Search to present. Rocky is definitely one to watch for and watch out for on the gospel music scene, bringing soulful sounds to the airwaves with Christian lyrics. Rocky has released her groundbreaking debut album, Always Count on You. As a matter of fact, we were playing that in just before we went live on the airwaves. Again, there's so much more to share, but I want you to hear from this beautiful light personally. We'll get some other highlights from her bio as we're sharing. Help me give a warm Motivational Mondays boardroom welcome to Raquel Herring. Rocky, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I tell you right now, all of that, I'm going to go in that archive. I'm going to get this. I'm going to try my best to download it. And I'm going to chop it up so I can have that entrance. Because I tell you what, you made me feel good. I'm on top of the world right now.
Well, you know how near and dear and special you are to my heart. And we can talk about that offline and do something special for you. But this is a thing that is so important for our listening audience to know. When Rocky and I first met, I heard her sing, woo, because of who you are. And I am telling you, people, I got goosebumps, literally. The pipes on this beautiful light, woo, I'm telling you, they're just so awesome. And we're actually going to hear a sampling from your, you're welcome, from your holiday project, your Christmas project. But, you know, it's been an interesting year, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, it has been. Yes.
I know. It's like, how could we not, we can't just go to Christmas without kind of taking a look at where we've been in this year. And, you know, I'm intrigued to know, because everyone's experience has been different. I'm intrigued to know, how have you maximized this season? Of course, what is this season? We're talking about 2020. We have been dealing with a pandemic, a health crisis. We have had social unrest. We have had the most contentious political season ever.
It's been crazy.
I mean, crazy. You know, can I go on and on? And so much more. But, you know, of course, as a coach, I recognize that everyone's experience is different. Just because the sky is falling for one doesn't mean that it's falling for another. And that's not to minimize what's going on. We're all living through it. But I have to ask you, how have you maximized this season?
Well, first, I'd like to start by saying, you know, I love all the energy. I got to get my energy up, too. So I'm getting my energy up as well. So I tell you what's been happening this season, 2020. So this is what's been going on.
I love it.
First, you know, it started out like, oh, my gosh. I did my one-woman show, The Unstoppable Journey of a Tear, in January. Not the best date, but we did it in January.
And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank
you. Congratulations again.
Thank you. It was such a good show. I'm so grateful that we had the opportunity to put it up. Because one thing, it's like I realized that you have to get it on its feet. No matter what, you have to get it on its feet. You have to do it fully out. You have to do your whole show. And I'm so grateful that I was able to do it and do it in front of an audience who loved me, who cheered me on, who believes in me, and, you know, who knows about me. And those who learned about me, you fall in love with me. Thank God. So that's the great thing. It was such a wonderful experience. And then I did, I was in Miami because I've moved to Florida about 2 years ago. Thank God. I'm so glad. I left just right in time before all this, you know, transpired. So here we are. We're getting ready to start touring this show. We're setting up dates. You know, we had a few things already in the works, but it was like, okay, you know, let's get the show up first before, like, really going, like, fully into this thing, so we know what we need to do, tweak it, whatever, right? So next thing, we hear on the news, oh, we're getting, people need to get masks, blah blah blah, the mask. And then my mom was like, huh? And we both were like, what? And then my mom was like, this was in February, so my mom was like, you know, we probably should go get masks. We went to Home Depot to get masks, like, it very, very few left. So we got what we could. And we were like, oh, my gosh, like, what's really going on here? You know, because you hadn't really heard anything just yet, you know. You just hear the stirring. So we got the mask. Next thing you know, it's this full out, everything shut down. No one's going anywhere. Forget about it. Don't hang out. Don't do this. I'm like, what in the world, right? I'm a homebody anyway, so it wasn't that shocking for me to stay home because, you know, I work from home. I do everything from home anyway. I like being home. So, and thank God I'm here home with my mom. So I didn't have to have those concerns about not being able to travel. What's going on there? What's happening in Florida? I don't know, right? But thank God I'm here. So initially I started out like, I don't know. And wait, but like before that in December, I took your coaching session, see. It was 10 weeks, right?
Yes, put your dream to the test.
Yep. That's right. So I did that, and that was great. You know, I think it really helped me help, you know, make you think. The coaching really helps you to think and start really thinking things through. So I think at this point I'm in the little, not the little habit, but I'm in the habit of thinking. Let me start thinking this through. But of course, this whole pandemic situation was like, what? You know, it kind of stuns you, right? So I'm thinking, what am I going to do?
Absolutely.
What am I going to do? And my manager was like, well, you know, get on, you know, Facebook and YouTube and do this. But, you know, I was like, well, I don't know. That's not really, like, setting any bells and whistles off for me, because it's like I'm not so into the social media. I'd like to be, but, you know, it's kind of difficult because, like, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to do? Whatever. Anyway, right? So I started a little bit of gardening because they were talking about, oh, you're not, we're going to have a food shortage. I was like, oh, my gosh. Well, I don't like that. So I started gardening, doing that stuff, which I really enjoyed. But then I was like, okay, that's not enough. I really have to do something. So I decided to go back to school. And now I have found a love for computer programming. I so enjoy it. So that was something I had been wanting to do. Right? I had been wanting to go back to school for a while. But the great thing about what had happened here is that a lot of schools had discounted their classes. A lot of online outlets had started discounting. Everything was being discounted, or free credits. You know, finish the class for free, you get the credits, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is great. This is what I've been waiting for all along anyway, you know, because it was pretty expensive before. Now things are working out. I decided to take full advantage of it. This is what I'm going to do. And then from there, because I know we got to get to the music, I spent a lot of time, like, really trying to move along in my classes to, like, get going. I found my love for coding. I enjoy it. It's, can see, like, what can really come of that. And then because of the Mickey Mouse Club, because, you know, I was on that show, you know, I got the call about we're thinking about doing a Christmas album. Oh, okay. So we talked about it. And so, you know, it's like, well, you know, how do you record your vocals? Do you have to go to a studio, blah, blah, blah? Let's figure that out. You know, we're all putting it together, thinking, you know, how, you know, what songs are we going to do? We got a list of songs. We had the, figuring out, you know, virtually how we're going to make it happen, sending vocals, sending music. Everybody's coming together to work on this project. It's called Why Because It's Christmas, MMC. Christmas album. And I am so excited about that album because it is such a great project. And, you know, to do something virtually, especially like doing music videos and chopping all that up, editing and putting all that together to make it just cohesive, make it memorable, I think it was such a just a really, it was produced very well, a very well produced project. And I sung Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Rocky, if I can jump in with you, this is the thing. You know, because of the, you know, obviously where we have been in this year of 2020, everyone has had to do what I'm calling the great pivot. Your goal may not change. The target may not change, but the journey and how you get there is shifting for everyone. Everyone has had to do that. I am loving hearing what you're sharing, that you truly have been maximizing this season. And I want our global listening audience to know that was not a shameless plug. I'm not putting a check in the mail for her mentioning Put Your Dream to the Test that just came up in conversation. But I thank you for mentioning that has been a support for you, the coaching and all of that. And so, you know, I know that this particular project that you're talking about, it's not your project. You were a part of this project.
Yes.
And I'm interested to know, what is it that you love about the holiday season, about Christmas, particularly? You know, what was the joy that you received from doing and being a part of this project, and did it inspire something else?
Well, what I liked it, you know, my manager and I had been thinking about doing some Christmas music, but because of everything, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, like, okay, I'm just going to concentrate on school, forget about it. But this project came up, and it was 17 of us. 17 of us got together, and we did this project full of Christmas songs. And I was excited about that, the fact that we're doing something together from, you know, some of us had worked together before on the show. Some of us had just met recently the year before. at the at the reunion, and then now here we are. We're going to do a project where we're all putting our talent in the pool together and work together. And that's what was exciting about doing this project. And I got the list of songs, and my initial song I chose was I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. My first time ever hearing that song. I never heard it before. But the moment I heard it, I just thought it was so appropriate for this time because of, like you say, everything that has been going on. It's been a tumultuous year. So it was like, oh my gosh, I heard the bells on Christmas Day. And to me, that's like, you know, Jesus saying, hello, wake up. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. But we have to love each other. We have to be kind to each other. You know, we have to come together. And when I heard that, I was like, okay, I got to sing this song. But what initially happened was I can't recall, like, what really happened. It didn't, I guess, fit with the album, with the MMC album, which I was totally fine with because I was like, oh, my gosh, then this could be, you know, my song for my own project because we had wanted to do that, but we hadn't really put it all together because everything that had been going on. And so we did Angels from the Realms of Glory, which I did on a previous Christmas album I had. Crazy thing. It's the best thing about how technology works because within 24 hours, this song had moved between like three to four time zones. This has moved through Florida, it moved through LA, it moved through Australia. I think it even moved through Texas. So in 24 hours to get that song completed because we had the deadline. And it's a fantastic song. I enjoyed singing it. It had a little beat to it. So, and I like fast Christmas songs because my project from before was like pretty upbeat. But so this is what we did, and this is how we came to do this project and then to have my own project of this Christmas song. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
You know what? I love it. And guess what? I think, what do you think? Do you think we should let the audience hear this song and then we'll come back and have more of our dialogue? Is that a good? You think that's a good idea? I'm thinking they need to hear this song. Yeah, because this is the thing. I so agree with you that this song is truly appropriate for the time. I love the lyrics. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. We're going to go ahead and let the audience hear this beautiful. Oh my gosh!
Thank
Are you guys
so
ready for this, audience? Are you ready? Let's hear the bell.
Welcome back to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Joining me in studio is the artist of the song we just heard, I Heard the Bells on Christmas, Raquel Herring. Rocky, I so just love your voice. Now, that's just me. That I'm one person. But I truly feel that you are, without question, phenomenal and talented. Truly, you have a gift. And you know, what a beautiful song for this season specifically. The peace on earth, I mean, wow, we so need that right now. The goodwill to men and this sound of victory. I know many can't wait to ring out this year of 2020 because they're looking to get to the other side, right? Because of what the year has been. They haven't maximized. It's been a tough year, and I don't want to, again, minimize each person's experience. But, you know, we're here, and we are looking at this celebration of the spirit of the season, and that is, of course, Christmas. As we prepare for Christmas, literally in just a few days, what's one of the things that you're looking forward to or you always look forward to as you approach the holiday season?
It being over? No.
You are so cute.
Oh, my gosh. What am I looking forward to? Well, seems like you want another answer. So I'm just looking forward to, I don't know, just getting to this Christmas time. It comes so fast. It comes so fast, it seems. And then this Christmas, I was quite busy. Thank God this season. I have been busy. I'm very grateful for that. And, man, I'm just looking forward to relaxing these next few days on Christmas and just really enjoying just hanging out these next few days and relaxing. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I love it. You know, when we talk about the spirit of the season and the reason for the season, of course, the birth of Christ is what's being acknowledged and celebrated. You know, it's interesting because just before Thanksgiving, I was having a random conversation. I was walking, doing my daily walk, and I encountered this individual, and they just started speaking to me. They're like, "Oh my gosh, I can't wait for Christmas. I'm so excited." I'm a teenager, actually. "I'm so excited about Christmas. I can't wait for Christmas." Now, mind you, I said this was right before Thanksgiving. And I said, "Well, we have Thanksgiving first." And they were like, "No, but I'm so looking forward to Christmas." And I think that, like that individual and like many, they were looking for the true reason for the season because of this year that we've had, you know, and just the hope that Christmas brings, this peace and goodwill on earth, as your song spoke about. You know, people are looking for that. They're hungering for that with all that has been going on. And, you know, one of my favorite things about the Christmas season, the holiday season, is really, I am such a nerd geek for Christmas music. I like
Are you?
Yes, totally. You know, one of the songs.
So you're one of those people
did...
that listen to Christmas music all year round?
No. I don't listen to it all year round, but I can definitely, from Thanksgiving to the start of the new year,
I love my
season of Christmas music. And you actually did one of my favorites around the holiday season, and that's Mary, Do You Know?
Mary,
Did You Know?
No, you go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's one of my faves. No. That I was just saying.
Awesome.
That's one of my faves. And I know on your website you have a snippet of that, and it's just so beautifully done. But as we were speaking earlier, one of my, on the opposite end of the spectrum, that I like, that is just a fun song, okay? I do not believe in Santa Claus. I know Santa Claus is not, you know, real. I know. It's just, it's not the season, the true reason of the season. But I love Santa Baby.
It was never a song that I was not familiar with this song, and this young teen entrepreneur here is a production person. He loves production from plays. He's writing plays. He does TV. He's doing a TV show, and he wanted to do a Christmas special. And so he invited me into doing it as well, and I was very excited to do it. And that was one of the songs on his list, Santa Baby. And at first I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, Santa Baby, are you kidding me? When I'm listening to it, I'm like, I can't do it. I can't. But I'm so glad I did it because it was a fun song to do. You know, once I was like, okay, let me get over that shy part. I'm going to do it a little bit differently than, you know, how I'm hearing it. But it was so much fun to sing. I enjoyed it. And that's like, that'll be like one of my songs now, Santa Baby. You know, I have like drummed up a Christmas list now. So now I have a Christmas list, the Christmas covers that I can do now, plus my own song that I wrote a few years ago. And now I have a list now of Christmas songs. I have really enjoyed singing Christmas songs this year.
Cool. So tell me what else is on your list. I love that one of my faves made it to the list, Santa Baby. Anyway, you don't want me to sing that. It's not my area of anointing. But it is, like you said, it's such a fun song. And, you know, and I grew up with that song and just love the different stylings that have taken place over the years. So what's one of your favorite songs and or carols? You know, I mean, hey, it's the holiday season. And what made it on your list?
Well, surely, Mary, Did You Know? I love singing that song. It's the words, it just, they're just so anointed to me. I mean, you know, when he's talking about Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk
yes.
on water? Just the first line
yes.
already, like, gets me, you know. And when I can, like, really just get into those words and just, like, really just be there, oh, my gosh. I love singing it. I enjoy singing those words. And what's my other, okay, so Mary, did you know Santa Baby, obviously, I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Definitely, obviously. And then I like a Silent Night. It wasn't like one of my
yes.
favorites before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But now singing it for the live special, oh my gosh, I like it. I like the way that I sung it, and that has definitely made it to my list. Oh Holy Night, even though I did not do it, but I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to try it next year, and I'm going to do that song because I just like it. The fall on your knees, that's my favorite part. Fall on your knees and hear the angels' voices. It always reminds me of just falling
yes.
at Jesus' feet, and that's why I love that song. Just that one line is why I love the song.
You know, it's so, you have mentioned, I mean, Oh Holy Night, you've mentioned those. I'm looking forward to this, truly, to this whole compilation, because all of the songs that you mentioned are truly songs that I love. Again, I love the holiday music, the Christmas music.
Awesome.
I'm all in. I'm all for it. I'm totally right there. And, you know, I realized that we didn't share with our global listening audience, and I definitely want to take a pause and share with
mm-hmm.
them, how would they get your project, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, and just to
mm-hmm.
learn more about you and what you have to offer, how would they get in touch with you?
You can reach me at RaquelHaring.com. That's my website, my hub for everything. So that'll take you to my YouTube, my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter. I'm always, well, let me not say always because then that's not true. I am often, okay, let me not even say that. When I go on social media, I'm usually on Instagram. But my,
I
was like, wait, I scaled that all the way down. Like, wait, no, wait. But yeah, my website is where you can like definitely find me from there. RaquelHaring.com, RaquelHaring.com. And also, let me tell you, the MMC Holiday album, which is also a great album. My song is Angels from the Realms of Glory. It entered Billboard at number 21.
Nice.
So
congratulations.
Getting on those charts. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Absolutely. That is so wonderful.
Yeah.
I love how, you know, as you continue, because you've been on your journey a long time. We could hear that,
mm-hmm.
you know, based on
yes.
since you were a young lady, a little girl,
mm-hmm.
you know, being
yep.
Mickey Mouse Club, Ed McMahon, all of that. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I know for myself that oftentimes a pursuit of purpose, it's not an easy journey. Has this journey
mm-hmm.
been easy for you? I can only speak about me. Has it been easy for you?
No.
I knew you would laugh on that.
Absolutely not. Yeah, it's been a journey.
And that's
so,
the thing.
There you go.
It's a journey. Yeah, it's a
yes.
journey. It has its highs, has its lows. But what has
mm-hmm.
sustained you on the journey? You know, we have a global audience listening in, and a part of what we do here on Motivational Mondays is we give little nuggets of empowerment. And so when
mm-hmm.
you think about and reflect on your journey of purpose and fulfilling your assignment,
mm-hmm.
and you're just on the tip of that, you're pursuing other areas, what has been the greatest insight that you would say you've gleaned on your journey or wisdom that you can share with others that has kept you keeping on, holding on?
What's kept me keeping on and holding on is just that I have to do it. You know, I recall a time when I was like, no, I don't want to. I don't ever want to do it again. But it's just like, the Lord just was not having it. Music is in me, you know, and no matter which way I go to do anything else, I have to do it. And I'm just comfortable now with the fact that I have to do it. No matter what it looks like, I have to do it. So I'm just in it now, and that's just what it is. I'm going to do it. It's a part of me. It's who I am. You know, I've gained a new confidence, like in these just past few weeks, a new confidence in just my music, my vocal ability alone. Praise God, because I've been waiting for it a long time to come back, and it just feels really good that, you know, it's, I can rely on my gift working for me, making room for me, and I'm just grateful for that, and I'm just going to keep doing it. Yeah, because you know some of the things that, you know, I've gone through and how I've felt. And I think just this month alone, I don't know, whatever it is, I'm grateful. I pray to God that it just stays in me, because I feel comfortable finally now just singing. I have to do it. That's just the bottom line. And that's what has sustained me, the fact that God is like, no, you're going to do it. It's in me. It's who I am. It's crazy because when I first started a few weeks ago, I had to start vocalizing. And since being here, let me tell you, all the doctors seem to know that all the allergens that get people sick and get people, you know, with full of hay fever, it's all here in Florida, bottom line, right? So coming here, it had been a struggle because I had lost, I felt like I was losing my highs. Like I couldn't sing, like I was just like, maybe I had 2 octaves, maybe. I don't even know at the time. I was like, oh my God, what's happening to me? And it just came to, you know, even like when I went to the Mickey Mouse Club reunion, I was going through a struggle because I was like, what's happening here? I felt like I just really could not sing. And then from coming from before, from L.A., where, you know, I'm acclimated to that environment, so it wasn't an issue. It was just other things that were issues for me at times. But coming here, I was like, no way. But I had to understand that it's an allergy situation. And it seemed like every time I would start to vocalize or do something, the allergies would flare up. My ears are itching, my nose. And I'm like, what's going on? Is there damage to my throat? What's happening? And I'm in my doctor's office carrying on. I'm being very dramatic. I'm driving him completely crazy. Everything he says, I'm like, no, I don't like what you're saying. So I'm just being completely irrational with him. But I'm so glad that, you know, I just come to the conclusion it's allergies, and I have to just take my allergy pills for it to just make sure that, you know, it's not really affecting my voice. And then throughout this period of these past few weeks of me vocalizing, me exercising, it just opened up a whole new world for me. Because, you know, I'm discovering new exercises. I'm discovering new ways of, you know, doing my notes and ways that I had, like, forgotten. It's like, oh, my gosh, like, what's going on? You know, and just, like, getting back really into it. And I'm just so grateful for this time. I feel just, I'm just grateful to feel good and confident about my abilities.
You know, I really do love hearing that. And, again, as we spoke about, the journey, life is a journey. It is just that, and there are highs and there are lows. But what I love is that this time, again, as we, you know, at the top of the hour, we were talking about maximizing this season. How have you maximized this season? And the more we're sharing with one another, I'm hearing greater layers and dynamics of how you really are at a greater place of appreciation for your gift. Because I must tell you, I personally cannot imagine this world without your gift, because you truly are phenomenal and talented. You are so gifted, you know, and it's just when you have that, for someone to question and wonder, well, I don't know. You know, I don't have that. You don't want me to sing. I've already established that. let me stay with the coaching and speaking and training. You don't want me to sing. It'll be more like a joyful noise. But as I said at the top of the hour, literally, and I'm not, you know, saying this to quote unquote pet Rocky, literally, when I heard you sing for the first time, I personally, I got goosebumps and I thought, oh my gosh, she's gifted, you know, and so that's why I say for me, and I love the blending of the different styles and all of that and what you bring together. You know, we have, it's amazing how quickly time flies. I want to give our global listening audience the opportunity to jump in, maybe ask a question, make a comment. Mm-hmm. If not, we're going to continue our conversation because I often say life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So, you know, this is
you never know. Oh,
program.
My God, it's so true.
Yes, you never know. Forrest Gump, you never know.
I'm
so
starting to fall
time.
Into – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No worries. Let me just open it up, and then we'll go to that. This is the time to our global listening audience in our program, and we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We would love to hear what you're taking away from today's show, anything that stands out for you, so don't hesitate to jump right on in. So, Rocky, you were excited about sharing something about Forrest Gump. What about Forrest Gump?
No, I was going to share what you said, because you always have said you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Oh, yes, yes, yes,
and
yes.
And I am starting to, yeah, it's taken me some time to be comfortable with that whole statement, period. But,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
I am coming into being comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I'm grateful for that because this, like you say, the box of chocolates, you don't know what's going to come up, you know. And it's
right.
just being, you know, dealing with it as it comes. And just the,
mm-hmm.
the response. And, yeah, I'm learning. I am totally understanding it so much better than I understood it before. And in many ways, and so I'm not, like, all the way there yet, but in many ways, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Not so bad.
You know, when I think about that, I remember us talking about that concerning your one-woman show, that
yeah.
it was so just the thought of that was so uncomfortable for you, but now being on
yeah.
the other side, this wonderful gift that it turned out to be, but had you not been willing to be uncomfortable, and that's where I have found many of us get stuck, because we are familiar with the comfort zone. Let me stay here, this
yeah.
zone of comfort, this I know, but when it comes
yeah.
to stretching outside of those borders and extending to an area that we don't know, we allow ourselves to get
mm-hmm.
paralyzed. But the very
right.
thing that we need may be on the other side, but if we don't allow ourselves to embrace it and take a risk, we won't get there. And so I
right.
love that you
right.
shared that, hey, wow, I had hesitations, but I made it on the other side.
Yeah.
Now, I know that COVID obviously stopped the touring of your one-woman
yeah,
show, but is there a way that people can connect with that? Any details around? I'm not sure where you stand with. Is it just on pause until we get out of this season?
No, actually, you know, we've been talking about it a lot that we're going to just keep it moving. You know, it took a moment to adjust, like you said, a pivot that needed to happen. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, that my being in school, taking my classes, I think it allowed, the COVID allowed us, even my management and me and other people I know, you know, people have often agreed that it allowed things to slow down because you couldn't do anything. I am so grateful for when we couldn't do anything, because in that moment, that was time that what could you do but think, you know, and the thinking, what am I going to do? What is this process going to look like? What do I want it to look like? How am I going, like you say, maximize this time where we have to be home? We have to be indoors. We're not, you know, to be moving around and doing a whole lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do? And then, of
mm-hmm.
course, the classes, going to school came up. But in that whole process, because I know going to school is going to help me think of different things that I can do, because that was also a purpose of, you know, it can't just be me going. You know, it has, obviously, you know, I'm sure many people are like, well, of course not. But for me, it has to be, what am I going to do? I think of businesses. Think of other things that I can
right.
do that's outside of my realm, my scope here. But then it also brought me back into, what am I going to do with music and to move farther on with this situation and now pivoting into still moving forward with it. How are we going to do it differently now? And so now we're going to do the show. We're not going to
mm-hmm.
stop. We're going to do it. We're already getting to set our groundwork for production, and we're just going to do it virtually. And, you know, maybe I'm going to also
do some.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Like, I'm so, my manager had been, he's been going on and on and on. I just wasn't in a place to think about it at that time because I was bought in. I just wasn't in that space to be thinking about it. But now I'm in that space to think about it. And, yeah, I'm excited to do it. It's going to be a fun show. It's a fun show. Take you on a journey. You might cry a little, laugh a little. You might be, oh, gasp a little. But it's a very fun show, and it's a whole journey, and it's inspirational. And it's so funny because after I did it, my mom would get calls, and people would be like, oh, my gosh, I so enjoyed the show. I loved every moment of it, which was such a blessing. Because so many things were going, you know, when you're trying to do something, you know, you have all these different things that come against you. But whatever, it was like, it's happening, move it forward, we're going to do this thing. And it was just a blessing to do it. I'm so happy. So, yeah, we're going to do it virtually. And then we have a lot of other things. I have my book that I am going to complete. And it's like part of my one-woman show is a part of that book. And I'm going to finish that book, and I have also do some live performances just virtually, maybe throughout the year, and also some music that has never been released or heard before. I'm going to release it and do that and just, like, really get out there with my fans and people who just haven't even discovered me yet but will, and get comfortable with being uncomfortable out there in the social media world. So that's what we have planned for 2021.
I love it, and I thank you for sharing that. And, you know, we may have had someone join on since you've given your contact information. So let us go ahead. How would they stay in touch with you in the know of what you have going on? Give your contact info.
RaquelHerring.com. I'm on Instagram at @my_roque. @my_roque. That's also my Twitter handle. And on Facebook at official Raquel Herring, or my regular page, Raquel Rocky, R-O-Q-U-E. Herring. Did I say it too fast? It's all on my
mm-hmm.
website. But Instagram is like, I don't know why I push Instagram a lot because I'm there. @my_roque. That's also my Twitter handle. And Raquel Rocky, R-O-Q-U-E, Herring on Facebook. And official Raquel Herring on Facebook as well. And my website, RaquelHerring.com. On YouTube, My Rocky TV, MyRoque TV.
And I know all of that is on your website, so if you didn't get a chance to capture it, if you just go to her website, you'll be able to, and that again is RaquelHerring.com. If you just go to her website, you'll be able to get all of those other connections. I want to remind our global listening audience that our lines are open. We would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. You can't just press 1 on your keypad of your device. You have to dial in. Rocky, I've been hearing about this special holiday treat. Do tell us about your favorite holiday treat and masterpiece.
my favorite. They never make it out the door. I always like, oh, I'm going to make them for other people, and they just never make it. They're delicious frozen. They're delicious in the fridge. They're delicious warm.
It.
It's just delicious. They're apple, like an apple pastry. And I just, I saw it somewhere one day, added a few of my little, I tweaked it a little, and they're apple pastries. And they, I'm going to tell you this one thing, they're never cute, but they're very tasty. No matter how much I try to make them look pretty, they never
they're
look pretty
famous.
Because I overstuff them all the time.
They are famous. And how about that? We have a caller, so we're going to go to area code 707, last four digits 2214. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Raquel Herring. You are live. Caller, what's your question or comment?
Hello.
Thank you, Coach Adams. This is Lady Tabitha, and I just wanted to call and wish my Vertical Leap sister congratulations, and I'm just enjoying listening to your excitement and confidence, and whew, you just, I'm just smiling big. I just wanted to call in so you can hear my heart.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you, and I love how
Thank
you're pushing
you.
Forward and doing your show virtually. Woo!
Yes.
Stop you. Hallelujah. So I just
Thank
wanted you to hear my heart.
I appreciate
and you
it,
know,
Lady Tabitha.
Yes, you're welcome, dear.
And you know, Lady Tabitha, I know I'm sitting here with you, and thank you for chiming
mm-hmm.
in today. Always appreciate
mm-hmm.
your engagement and just being a faithful
mm-hmm.
listener of Motivational Mondays and support. But you know, like you, I'm excited that Rocky is doing her one woman show virtually, because I remember when she did it in Atlanta, we were trying to figure out how can we get to Atlanta to
yes.
the show. Now we have
oh, that's
a
funny.
Virtual option.
That's
exactly.
right. I was rehearsing it in Atlanta. Like I was traveling to like work on my show. I was like, look at me, I'm traveling to work on my show. I went to Atlanta to rehearse it and even to film like a little mini movie that's part of my show. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited that I was doing that, you know. But it was done
wow.
in Miramar, Florida. So that's like Miami, but it's called Miramar. Well, let me not say that because they'll be like, hold up, it is not Miami. It's Broward County, Miramar, Florida. I don't want to be Miami people be like, oh, the Broward people like, no. So, no, it's Broward County, Miramar. And it was like such a beautiful theater. We did the Miramar Cultural Arts Center, and that's where I put it on for the first time. And, I'm going to do that thing virtually now.
Yes, and I will be tuned in, and I just have one last comment. I've been seeing
you.
Your graphics, your advertisement, and can I tell you, you are fire, girl. You are looking good.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
I appreciate that.
Yes. So, yes, honey, as they say, you slay, right?
Oh, shoot. Thank
Enjoy
you. I appreciate
okay.
that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Look out, world.
Thank you, Coach Adams. Yes.
Thank you,
exactly.
Lady Tabitha. And I do want to do a quick plug. Lady Tabitha will be an in-studio guest the first Monday in January for our health and wellness series. And so I'm really excited about that. Save the date, mark
nice.
Your calendar, first Monday in January. So stay tuned for that. That's in 2 weeks, and I hope that you'll be on the line with us. Lady Tabitha, thank you again so much.
Thank you.
You know, it is amazing how quickly time flies.
I know. Are you kidding me?
It's like, I know. In our final seconds, any closing thoughts that you would like to share with our audience as we go into Christmas in literally a couple of days? What do you want for Christmas?
Peace on earth. that's it. I'm just grateful.
That's a good one,
honestly.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It would be really nice. I would, I'm just grateful, honestly, to be home. I think I have what I want. you know, just getting that word that it's time to leave and to just come home, I'm just happy to be here. So I have what I want. Like, I don't need any, like, gifts or anything like that, you know. My mom's probably thought about, I haven't gone shopping yet, but I don't even need that. You know, I'm really just happy to just be here, you know. That's it. I have it.
I love
I'm here.
It. And I thank you for being here. And, of course, you know you're always welcome on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Oh, my God, we have to bring our show to a close. We want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in today. It's always a joy
thank
to
you.
Have you chime in with us. Of course, we're here every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, giving you that dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. To learn more about Coach Adams, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I leave you with this. I coach and you win.
That's right. It's true.